Hello, everyone. This is Greg, your host of Goddamn GameCube. Welcome to Season 3. If you enjoy listening to our show, consider subscribing to us on YouTube for exclusive video content. Thank you and enjoy today's episode. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Goddamn GameCube. My name is Greg. I am your host today. My brother Nick is with me as well, and I am so excited for this. I can't believe we are going to talk about RuneScape today.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. Dude, this game completely controlled our lives from like 2004 to the better part of 2007, 2008. I think for Nick, even a little bit longer than that. But Nick, why don't you start us off with a little history? I'm really excited to talk about this.
I'm pretty excited to talk about this too. Yeah, I mean, we played this game for a long time. I think my ending date was around 2008. I believe that's when I stopped playing. You may have stopped playing a year or so before, I think. But either way, let's jump right into RuneScape and its history, shall we?
Sure.
So first off, the game was developed by Andrew Gower and his brother Paul in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually meant to be a text-based game.
It was a text-based MUD.
Yes, yep. Yes, exactly. So it eventually came out in 2001, and it's what we and other people may refer to as RuneScape Classic.
That's right.
But it was just called RuneScape at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, it came out in January 2001, but they didn't actually found Jagex, their company, until December of that year.
Okay.
So I guess it did well enough that they needed to create a company around the game, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And so just so everyone in the audience knows, Nick and I are really going to be talking about what you may know as old school RuneScape. For us was actually RuneScape 2 back in the day. I believe I have that right. So yes. We technically played RuneScape 2. And you guys are playing RuneScape old school, but if you're playing the most up-to-date RuneScape, it is called RuneScape or RuneScape 3, as far as I think I've got that right.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. Also, if you want more on the history of RuneScape, there is an excellent documentary about this game that you should check out. It's great.
It was really good. I remember we watched it, what, last year?
Yeah.
Something like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
It was really informative about, you know, sort of not only from the brothers about how they created the game, or they almost talked a little bit about the downfall of the game sort mm-hmm. of later in the history. And anyway, that we'll get to later.
Yeah.
But man, I don't even know where we start, honestly, because this game took over our lives. I think I'm just going to start about how we found it.
Sure.
Right?
Go right ahead.
I think so. Nick and I were in middle school from when? 2003 to like 2006, something like
that. I'm a year older than you. So I started high school when you were still in eighth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's anyway, right around that time, 2004-ish,
yep,
is when we started. And I remember I had a group of friends who were really into this game called RuneScape. And until that time, Nick and I never played an MMO, as far as I'm aware. We never played WoW, still never have. And so when all my friends were playing this game on the internet, also keep in mind, as a time frame, I don't even think we had a broadband connection at that time.
No,
I think
we
played RuneScape on a dial-up connection for at least a little bit.
You know a really funny story?
Go.
So I was in the car with Dad once.
Okay.
And he wanted to call the house because he had to talk to Mom about something.
Oh my God.
I'm like, you know, I'm like 11 or 12 at this point. And he called and he just got the static feedback from, you know, the dial-up tone. Mm-hmm. Hey, kiddies, we used to have a dial-up tone when we wanted to get on the internet, by the way. The lines were the same. So he got a dial-up tone and he just says, I'm in the car. He just says, oh, is he on that freaking RuneScape?
Yes. Yes, we are. Dude.
Oh, that was so funny.
Dude,
but,
oh my
yeah,
God.
We did not have broadband at the time.
Yeah, and I remember, if we're going back to 2004, that mm-hmm. would have been GameCube era, Game Boy Advance era. So mm-hmm. Nick and I were definitely into fantasy games back then, as mm-hmm. far as I'm aware. Like, we were playing your Pokemons, your Golden Suns, I don't know if we were playing Final Fantasy Tactics at that point, probably.
Came out around the
same time.
Yeah,
very close. As far as I know. So I remember, like, when we first started RuneScape, like, it was this huge thing. And from what I recall, we kind of got into all this stuff at the same time. Like, the Lord of the Rings movies were coming out, we're playing RuneScape, we're playing Final Fantasy and stuff like that, and we were on a big fantasy kick.
That's right.
So when you have a game like RuneScape, which is so big, and it is so open, and there's so much you can do, and all these stats and skills and quests and characters. It was an unbelievable experience. And so I just want to make sure that people understand, like, I mean this in a funny way and also a serious way. RuneScape influenced a lot of our gaming taste. And I think, Nick, why don't we maybe move on from there? Do you want to maybe talk about some like hard facts about RuneScape or maybe actual parts of the gameplay, wherever you want to go?
Yeah, sure. I totally agree with Greg. I think this game really influenced the kind of games I play. I think 2003-2004 is a pretty big year for us in terms of games.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy Tactics Advance came out around that time. Final Fantasy 1 and 2 Dawn of Souls came out around that time, and so did the very first Fire Emblem on the Game Boy Advance.
That's right.
So I think this game, RuneScape, heavily influenced our interest in those games.
Yeah, for sure. And what I really do, I mean this unironically, I mean this seriously, I really do believe that RuneScape is one of the best games ever made, and like I would stake my claim to that. Mm-hmm. Like I shouldn't even use that turn of phrase. I don't even know what that means. But... I'm putting my foot down. That's a better way to put it.
Goddamn GameCube quote. Greg thinks RuneScape, one of the best games of all time.
And I mean that seriously because before we get into some hard facts about the gameplay, this we're going to bridge into that. This game is so boring. And it's just, I'm serious. Where like you have all your skills. It is very grindy. Like, it doesn't look good.
No.
And the combat is incredibly boring.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, this game comes together. You know that phrase, it's better than some of its parts?
You use that for a lot of our retrospective,
yeah,
actually.
For sure. I think with this game, you have almost this player-driven economy where... their players were almost deciding what items were worth based on supply and demand. Eventually, RuneScape tried to crack down on scammers and bots, so they ended up having to almost put a developer's hand in the economy, which kind of ruined the game years, way, you know, sort of at the end of when we played it. But I could really go on forever about that stuff. Nick, why don't we get into some gameplay here? Let's talk about skills. Let's just go for it.
So I thought this would be fun.
Okay.
I wrote down all of the skills from RuneScape 2, aka old school RuneScape.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go through them all, say if we liked them, what we remember about them, and see if we actually enjoyed playing this game or not.
Okay, sure.
So
did we enjoy this?
I don't know.
It was more of a lifestyle.
I spent 4 years of my life on this game. I don't know if I liked it.
I don't fucking know either.
Well, anyway, so the first few here, I'm just going to lump together, which is attack, strength, defense, and then I guess HP as
melee
well.
Melee combat.
So did you like melee combat in RuneScape?
I mean, no. What I think is really interesting about RuneScape is like it is just inherently very grindy. But I shouldn't say, you know what I liked about RuneScape? It really influenced my taste, and I like RPGs that have numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, listen, you have like... What I also really liked about this, I mean, when I said no, I mean, the combat isn't fun.
No.
This whole game is very grindy.
Yeah.
But what I think is cool about the game is, you know, there is so much variety in armor and weapons and costumes and clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you really start getting into like this sword is this fast and does this amount of damage. Mm-hmm. Or like if I have a bronze weapon or an iron weapon or a steel weapon.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I actually remember some nostalgia here.
Oh, go for it.
We were talking about RuneScape in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my teachers like made fun of me because like I was talking to one of my friends. I was like, dude, I just got a steel plate body.
Ooh.
And like my teacher just goes, oh, wow, steel plate body. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. Okay, this is
That's serious
business. I don't know what you thought of melee combat. I mean, I don't know what else there is to say.
So melee combat in this game heavily influenced my play style in other fantasy games where I vastly prefer magic instead of melee. Because melee combat in this game is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, one thing I just thought of, I think the early part of RuneScape combat is what's super boring.
Okay.
Like, I don't remember exactly what level you unlock things. Give me a break. It's been a long time.
I think I do.
Yeah, so the first, like... 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 levels of attack when you can only wield the basic bronze, iron, steel, mithril, whatever. The weapons don't really have any effects. They don't do anything. You just swing them with varying degrees of speed.
Yes.
But once you hit 60, you get into dragon weapons. In 70, you get into more experienced weapons where they have special skills. They
have effects in combat.
And I think that's where the melee combat really gets interesting and really takes off.
Yeah.
Because like if you have 50 attack, everybody's using a rune scimitar,
a rune weapon.
Whatever
it is. Yeah.
But if you have 60 attacks, some people prefer the longsword. Some people prefer the dragon dagger.
That's
some people
right.
prefer the battle axe. They have different effects. And you can use, like, I remember this, actually, you can use the dragon battle axe special, which increases your strength, and then switch to another weapon.
That's faster.
It becomes a little bit more...
intricate.
Intricate combat
I will
system.
Say this, too. What I do like about RuneScape and what really influenced my taste in games... I really like how you need a certain level in a skill to equip a new set of armor or like a new weapon.
I do too.
It's just a really, really weird and good way to incentivize playing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've used this term on the show before. It's the drip drip.
Yes.
Like it's the drip drip of loot and gear. Also, we should say this too. RuneScape combat is literally clicking. You just click a monster and your guy attacks. You don't do anything.
Yeah, you just
but
watch it.
What I also really think is cool about RuneScape, it was very centric on drop rates and monsters dropping a huge variety of items.
Yes.
This game's fucking cool. Like, it is good. You can move on to the next skill.
That euphoria when you get that drop you've been grinding
for.
Oh
my God.
3 hours.
Like, when you get like a rare item after days of killing.
Oh, yeah.
It's so cool.
Sell for $1 million.
Oh,
gold,
yeah.
You're like,
it's,
hell
again,
yeah.
It's the economy thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty
and, you
cool.
Know, now that you bring up grinding, I'm actually jumping ahead a second here. Did you remember how much experience is required of that crazy formula? Check this shit out.
No, go ahead.
So the experience needed from level 1 to 92, keep in mind, stats went up to 99.
Mm-hmm.
Level 1 to 92 is almost half of what's needed to go from 92 to 99.
Okay, yeah, it gets really hard.
Yes, it gets really hard to level your skills.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to move on to the next skill here, which is ranged.
Okay.
I have a lot of fun memories with ranged combat. I don't know about you.
Do you know what I remember about ranged combat?
Yeah.
I remember doing a lot of training and not really using it that much, but I remember like it was more of like a social skill for me where like we were, do you remember like in the waterfall, like you could go fight fire giants?
Oh, hell yeah, the fire giants. I remember
like,
that.
RuneScape has this weird quirky part to it that I think is on purpose, but it really doesn't matter. Like at this point where there was this aspect to the game called safe spotting. Or like safe training.
Yes,
you remember that?
Yes.
Where like if you shot an enemy from like over an obstacle, like if I was on one side of a table and an enemy's on another side of a table, I can keep shooting him with arrows and he will not attack me.
Yeah.
And it became like a social event.
Yeah.
Where like I would go to like this place that had this enemy that gave me a certain amount of experience and these good drops, and I would range that thing from across a table for days.
Yep.
Remember that shit?
Oh yeah, I do. It's really funny that you say that because it's like, you basically just sit there and you literally don't have to do anything.
You just click.
You don't even have to heal because the monster can't attack you back.
You just click.
So we're literally just sitting and watching the same thing happen over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Days. And you know what keeps you looking at? It's like, when we're talking about this, you're thinking, that's fucking boring. And you know what? Inherently, it probably
is. It's very boring.
But you know what it is? You keep doing this because, like with the fire giants, they had some pretty good drops.
Yep.
You're interested. What's it going to drop? What am I going to get for killing it?
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. And it's also like, you know, it fuels the economy and the different items and how rare they are.
Yep.
Players would almost set their prices like a real life economy. It was really interesting.
It was definitely interesting.
What's next?
So the next combat related skill is magic.
Okay. I know you were more into magic than I was in this game. Yours was always higher than mine. Here's what I think is really cool about this game.
Okay.
I keep saying that.
Yeah.
Magic takes resources to cast.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. You can't just go shoot spells and there are no like... Well, there are some, but there really aren't skills. And like this really is not like a Final Fantasy 14 like hotkey sort of game. This is not that at all. What I think is cool about this is magic spells take what's called runes, aka RuneScape.
Yep.
So example, like if you want to cast a fireball, you need a couple of
fire runes and mind runes to cast
a spell.
Nice.
What I think is really cool about that is like, yes, you can shoot magic and range spells and do cool stuff, but it costs you resources every time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's really cool about this fucking game? I'm going to say that a lot.
Yeah, keep going.
I love how fast travel is so hard. And I'm going to, it relates back to magic.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a good enough magic level, you could use it as a fast travel source.
Yes.
There are literally like spells that say teleport to this town is at level 45.
Yep.
You need like this magic level to teleport here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, they did such a good job with the drip drip.
It incentivized you where if you don't really like using magic in combat, you should raise it anyway.
Yes.
Because the teleportation is really, really
important.
And
also magic was so cool because this game has such a good ecosystem. It's fucking crazy. Where like, there were some magic spells where you could enchant your, you know, your amulets and your and your rings, and there's no other way to do it.
Yep.
Like, you either need to have enough magic level to enchant your rings yourself, or you need to trust another player to do it for you. Hey, I've done, remember that shit? Where, like, maybe I would go to a like a bank. Oh, this is really cool, too.
Yes.
Where, like, you had, your bank is where you would store all your items. This game is super item-focused. Mm-hmm. You would go to a bank, and you would say, hey, can someone enchant a ring for me? And another player, the social aspect, would say, yeah, give me the runes. I'd give him the runes. He had the magic level. Bing. And he would give me the amulet back.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully give it back.
Hopefully he doesn't run off with it.
Or just like immediately log out.
Yeah. That's probably why they clamped down on that.
Yeah, probably.
But it was a cool, it's fucking cool, man.
Yeah. So I'll talk a little bit more about magic. Like you said, this was my shit. I really liked the magic skill. It might have been the first skill I got to 99.
I think you're right.
It might have been. I really liked using it.
Yeah.
And, we get at when you get a little bit further on, you can actually unlock different spell books that were different from the original.
Yep.
I mean, I don't remember many of the spell names this game, but I fucking remember this one. Ice Barrage was my shit.
Yep.
Creates the three like blocks of ice. You could hit multiple people with it, whether you're doing PvP events or you're just fighting. It's fucking cool. I love using magic a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll come back to it a little bit later for other skills like alchemy and stuff like that,
how
it relates to something else. But now on to the last combat skill, because we're skipping over HP. It just
it is what it is.
Yeah. We're gonna now go with prayer.
Interesting. So this skill is incredibly annoying to raise.
Yes.
So you need to bury the bones of your enemies to raise prayer. And essentially prayer are buffs. Mm-hmm. Like you can buff your attack or your defense, or this is cool too.
Yeah.
This game, man, they thought everything.
this game's fucking cool.
This game's fucking cool. Like in RuneScape, when you die, you lose everything except three items.
Yes.
There are some circumstances where that changes, but for simplicity's sake, you lose everything on you but three items.
They change it to a grave at a certain point.
Yes. There is a prayer skill that lets you keep four upon death. And like they, or there's another prayer that recovers your auto HP regen faster. But so prayer is interesting.
Yep.
Your prayer level is also the amount of prayer points you have. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you have 50 prayer, your skills are labeled, like, 50 out of 50. So, like, if you have 50 prayer and you use a prayer, it drains your prayer level down to zero.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't have much else to say about prayer aside from that.
It's like your buffs.
Pretty cool skill. I mean, you had stuff like protect from melee, protect from range that, honestly, when you get into higher level encounters
in
the game, you really need that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And, when the game started getting more advanced, there were other ways to raise prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Like you burned bones at altars in your player-owned house, which you'll get to in a bit.
There's a lot here.
Yeah. So the last thing I'll say on prayer, I got 99 prayer and I immediately quit the game. Yeah. That was like the last thing I did. I spent all my money and I got it.
It's not even worth it.
That was my thing. I got it and I'm done.
Yeah.
All right. So next we're going to go over the crafting skills game, which are rune crafting, mining, crafting, and smithing.
Here's what I love about this.
Yeah.
What I love about this game is that they do such a good job with the circle of life of these skills. Here's what I mean. If you're mining, you mine ores. With your ores, you smith them. Or as an O-R, an O-R-E.
Ooh,
if you mine gold, you can craft rings. Mm-hmm. And what do you do with rings? You enchant them with magic. Mm-hmm. They do such a good fucking job in this game with making almost every skill valuable, and it also relates to another one, which is pretty fucking cool. So for my sake, there is a flaw, if you ask me. I always felt like, let's go into mining and smithing.
Yep.
What you're able to mine and smith is always worse than what you could just buy.
Yeah.
That's I feel like smithing was always flawed in this game. Where like the high, like as far as when I stopped playing.
Right.
As far as when I stopped playing, like the highest thing you could mine and smith is rune items. Mm-hmm. But to equip a rune item, that's like 40 attack. It's low. And like it just feels like the amount of investment you need to mine rune and the actual item is just, it's very unbalanced.
It's not really worth it. So I was actually going to bring that up. I fucking hated mining.
Yeah, I remember mine was higher than yours, wasn't it? Yeah.
I hated this damn
What did we
skill.
Get? Mine was like 88.
I think mine was in the 70s. Just I made sure I could mine everything, I think. I don't know. I hated this skill.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I can think of where smithing would be kind of useful, even not even maybe buying the bars, I don't know. Because making rune arrows or
making arrows for yourself,
like rune knives, that might be useful.
It's not useful to make your own armor and weapons, which is disappointing.
Yeah. So maybe that's been updated since we played it. I don't know.
I don't know.
As far as old school goes, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But we're going to get on to the next batch of skills that are somewhat related. Okay, we're going to talk about this one specifically. This is also my shit, fishing.
Oh my God.
This skill is balls.
Dude, holy shit. Before we go on to fishing, we should mention runecrafting is how you craft your own runes.
Yeah, thank you.
It's very self-explanatory. You have a medallion, you go to an altar, you can mine blank runes and mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And it also it funds your magic level. Yep. It's the same sort of circle of life.
It's also a very good money-making skill
exactly.
to sell off the runes.
Back to the economy. Yep. So, but let's move on to fishing.
Yeah.
So this is another one of these skills that like it's totally ingrained in the gameplay. Mm-hmm. There are very few ways in RuneScape to heal your HP. Mm-hmm. It heals very slowly, automatically, or you have to eat food.
Yep.
And there is a huge variety of food in this game you can eat. A lot of it is incredibly annoying to make, and you should never do it.
Who's going to make bread?
Who's going to make pie?
No one.
So cute how you can do it. But back to fishing.
Yes.
What I think is really cool about fishing is it was a social aspect for me. Remember the fishing guild?
I love the fishing
guild. We had our boys in there. Yeah. We're like, you know, you log on for a few hours, you catch some sharks, some lobsters.
Hell yeah.
And what you would do is you would catch those fish and then you could sell them or you could fund your own training because mm-hmm. you need to eat them in combat to live. That was pretty cool. I love the circle of life.
Yeah, because you can catch a couple hundred sharks. Cook them yourself to raise your cooking level, which is the next skill on this list. And eat them when you're training. Or, you know, it's actually really funny. Cooked sharks, from what I played, were worth less than raw ones, which is really funny.
Which is crazy.
Because people would prefer to buy the raw ones to raise their cooking skill.
Dude, the economy was so cool.
It was really funny. So the one thing I want to say about fishing, you do one quest. I don't remember what it was called, but you gain the ability to fish sharks without a harpoon. I thought that was always really funny. It's called barbarian fishing. You just shove your hand in a whirlpool and pick up sharks.
Oh my God.
Absolutely hilarious. Love that. Also saves an inventory spot. Very useful.
Interesting.
No harpoon needed. Anyway, we already mentioned cooking a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, cooking is pretty self-explanatory, but it's also hilarious.
Right.
They put so much effort and time into making hundreds of cookable items.
It's
really, really cute and funny. There are some quests where you have to like bake a pie.
Yeah.
And like you literally, this fucking game, you literally have to get the wheat. You have to churn the wheat. You get the flour. You need a bucket of water. You got to go get. And I'm serious. You have to milk cows. Like this game is crazy.
And I remember in the tutorial, I don't think you can make bread on a fire. You have to go to a range.
You have to go to a cooking range.
Really
I'm like
funny.
This game.
Anyway,
really
so
cool.
Speaking of going to a fire, next skill, I never really understood it, to be honest. Fire making, I don't really get the point.
I think that was one of the first skills they put into the game, way back when it was a mud.
Yeah.
I could be incorrect. But I believe, fire making, you literally just make fires.
The only thing I remember is I believe higher levels allowed you to wield like certain lanterns.
Yeah, they tried to do a little bit more with it. It didn't really work out. But I mean, essentially you would just see, this is really funny. You would just see rows of hundreds of fires because people are just trying to pound the level. That was really funny.
Actually, the ashes from the burnt out fires were used in herbalism.
That's right. Herbalism, Christ.
I think it's called herblore.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of fire making, we're moving on to another skill like fishing, which is woodcutting. I liked woodcutting as well.
Yeah, woodcutting's cool. So what I think is what's really cool about this game, and I'm going to say that so many times, is you literally cut down the trees in the game and they would respawn. Almost every tree was cuttable or they all were.
Pretty much,
I think. And what's cool about it is like depending on your woodcutting level, you could cut oak trees, yew trees, willow trees, stuff like that. And wood did a lot of things. You could burn it. You could make it into bows and different wood items, which is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say besides that, but it was a pretty cool skill.
Because you said that, I'll go right into it here. With woodcutting, you could actually do one of my favorite skill/money-making things in the game when I was trying to raise skills. You cut a fuckload of magic trees, you fletch them into magic bows, and then you use high-level alchemy to turn them into money.
Right.
So you train your woodcutting, you train your fletching, and you train your magic all in one. It's pretty cool.
No, I agree.
Enjoyed that. Okay, now we're going to get to the members-only skills, and we're going to get to the skill that I fucking hated.
Uh-oh.
This skill fucked me over so many times, and we'll get into a little aside after it, agility.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, agility is pretty cool. I actually thought it was very useful.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting about it is it's incredibly annoying to raise.
Yeah.
I hated it.
Yeah.
But what's cool about it is in this game, there is a sprint button. And yes. you had a certain amount of energy. It's like it was 100 essentially.
Yeah.
And your energy would drain as you sprinted.
Yep.
The higher your agility was, it drained slower.
I actually didn't know that.
Yes.
Interesting.
So your agility drains slower and it recovers faster.
Hmm.
It's also pretty cool because with agility, it allows you to use shortcuts. Like your guy can skip across rocks and rivers or like walk across planks and jump over gaps. But it like always fails.
All right.
It's like RNG.
We're going to get into a little aside here. We'll come back to skills in a minute because we're talking about agility.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going to talk a ton about the quests, but there's one in particular I wanted to talk about.
Oh, I think I know which one it is.
The underground pass.
It sucks.
Oh, dude. Getting through the fucking dungeon. Getting through all the traps. As soon as you said, you know, you're falling off things, I'm getting PTSD right now.
I'm getting fucking triggered, dude.
I'm getting so triggered because I'm thinking about the final part of the underground pass. You have to leap over these ledges. I'm covering my eyes, hoping my character makes it. And then I peek out and I see you fall to the abyss. No!
Dude,
fuck!
Dude, that quest sucks.
Oh, that was so hard. I fucking hate agility.
Yeah.
So we're going to move right along here and get to the last batch of skills. We're going to do just couple these together. Farming and herb lore, two very difficult skills to raise, in my opinion.
Yeah, so let's talk about that a little bit, because this changed over the course of us playing the game. Let's keep that in mind. So farming did not exist at one point.
You're right.
So
it was
relatively new in term mm-hmm. new as in, you know, it wasn't there when we started.
Yep.
Herb lore is cool.
Yep.
Herb lore is like you literally have, you can get herbs from drops.
Yes.
And what you did, it's like potion making, essentially.
Yeah, pretty
much.
You
had to have a high enough level to clean the herb. Then you had to have a high enough level to put the herb in a bottle of water, and then you had to have the other ingredient.
Yes.
So you had to have a bottle of water and two ingredients, and these were your potions.
Yep.
You had attack potions to buff your attack, strength potions, healing poison.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like this, it's just, I keep going back to the way they just, all these skills work together is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And to sort of make potion making and herb lore easier, they incorporated farming.
Yes.
Farming is incredibly annoying. like most of this game, I hated it too.
I hated farming.
You literally had these patches of land in random places where you could literally tow the weeds, you could plant seeds, and you could wait for your herbs to grow, and you had to water them.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, man. Ugh. You might as well just buy them.
Yeah. God, did not like that.
I hated
skill.
That.
Now we're going to go into a couple skills that I didn't really do, which are thieving and hunter.
I don't even know what Hunter is.
Hunter came out right when I stopped playing. I never raised a single level of it.
Okay.
I think the only time I got Hunter levels is when like I completed a quest and got some experience for
okay.
it. I fucking hated that skill. I did not want anything to do with it.
You know what? Thieving is cool. It's just a little bit underutilized. Mm-hmm. Like you could steal from different shopkeepers and stalls. You could break into certain doors and steal certain things. But it's just, it wasn't as... it was just kind of underutilized. Like I thought maybe there'd be more like stealthy and thievy quests and stuff, but not really.
Not really.
You don't really use it that much.
So two more skills left. This one you may not have been playing when this one was released, but it was pretty cool. It was construction.
Okay, that's player owned houses.
Yes.
I was around for player owned houses, but that's around where I stopped.
Yeah, I didn't. I was around for a little bit. They were pretty cool, man. You could do some fun stuff in there, whether it was just gathering for a social event, or like I mentioned earlier, you can use it to burn bones and get and increase your prayer level, do stuff like that. We're going to come back to construction later because it became a very infamous skill for a certain event that happened in RuneScape, but we'll get to that
in a minute. I can't wait.
So we're going to talk about one last skill.
Okay.
Not sure if you remember what it is. We both loved it. Everyone we know loved it.
Was it Slayer?
Slayer.
Pretty cool.
I love this one.
Really weird skill where it's not really a skill per se. What Slayer is you think about it like this. You need to have a certain Slayer level to damage certain monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And you raise Slayer by getting Slayer missions from certain NPCs.
It's almost like bounty hunting. You go to an NPC, he says, hey, kill 20 of these things, come back to me.
Yeah, exactly. And so it was kind of interesting.
I liked it.
Where they almost gave you a bigger incentive to raise your combat skills. It almost forced you to... You're inherently going to raise your combat skills because you have to kill stuff.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Like, because those monsters would give rare items and stuff, too. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, because I remember everybody wanted, I believe it's 70 Slayer, to kill the Abyssal Demons to get the Abyssal Whip.
I remember that
weapon.
Do you remember this?
Uh-oh.
Where, like, I had an Abyssal Whip, but what we did... Do you remember that you and our friends subsidized my weapon? Like,
we did?
You don't remember this?
I don't know. I don't.
So I had the first Abyssal Whip in our friend group.
Ooh.
What you guys did is you both... You and one other of our friends gave me 1,000,000 gold... and I bought the Abyssal Whip because I had enough money. And if whenever you wanted to use it, you'd borrow it from me.
So like if you logged off and I was going
to
play,
I would trade it to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You remember that? Aww, that was pretty cool.
That's cool. I don't remember that. But yeah. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the last of the skills, actually.
Okay.
So, okay. You know what? From our discussion here, I think we did like playing this game a little bit. We
yeah.
at least liked a few of these skills here.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to jump into another topic.
Please,
if you don't
right
mind.
Ahead.
You just, God, my brain is buzzing with RuneScape
keep
now.
It up.
We should talk about the wilderness.
Because
I think it's going to lead in. I think I know the event you're going to talk about, but let's talk about the wilderness first.
Yeah.
This is pretty cool, too.
Mm-hmm.
In RuneScape, the era that we played, there was only a certain area of the world where you could kill other players.
Yes.
It was called the wilderness. You were warned when you went into it that other players can attack you, because in any other area of the game, they can't.
Right.
It's safe and it's cute and it's fun. So the wilderness is pretty cool. They could have done more with it, but in the wilderness, you went to like wilderness level 1, 2, 3, 4, etc.
Yep.
They weren't levels. It was just the farther north you went, the difference in level between who could attack you increases.
Yes.
Example, in wilderness level 1, if I'm level 10 and Nick is level 11, we can attack each other. In wilderness level 50, if I am level 10 and Nick is level 60, he can attack me.
Yes.
It was pretty cool. And what I thought was interesting about this was the deeper you go into the wilderness, there were certain like dungeons and things you could go into that had rare monsters and rare creatures, but you had the risk of other players attacking you.
I believe the wilderness, when we played, was the only place to find red dragons.
I believe you're right.
And they became incredibly rare.
And we should talk about this too. I remember going into the wilderness very often for a specific thing. You remember treasure hunting? Remember you got
yes.
treasure boxes?
Clue scrolls.
Thank
scrolls.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, so clue scrolls, this game
I like
had
clue
so
scrolls.
Much shit in it.
Yeah.
Clue scrolls were this cute little item you could get. And you literally had to solve riddles by going to locations. And they actually had these riddles where it gave you like a point on the map, but it gave you like, what's the word for this? It gave you like the north and south. It
gave you the coordinates.
It gave me the, yes, that's the word.
Yeah.
It gave you the coordinates of where to go.
Yeah.
A lot of those were in the wilderness.
It could be anywhere in the world. Wilderness.
So like my heart would be pumping. I'd only have like what were the items you needed? A sextant and a compass and a map.
A shovel probably to dig it up, right?
Exactly. You literally had a little map with an X on it and you had to wander into the wilderness and find it and dig it up.
Yeah. I think you could go with 4 items and protect them. You don't want to lose that clue scroll. If you
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
You know, what I liked about clue scrolls too, it actually gave me my signature item. Whenever I wasn't doing combat, I loved the pirate hat.
Oh my
God. The pirate hat
was
my
thing. Cute.
I loved that thing.
Nick, I think this is it. Because we're talking about player killing, I don't know if I know what you're going to be talking about. Why don't you talk about the infamous event?
All right.
Infamous event.
Infamous event that happened. I believe it happened in 2006.
Oh, early.
We were still playing at the time. It was called the Falador Massacre.
Okay.
So it didn't have anything to do with the wilderness, but it had something to do with player killing.
Okay.
So, and it also had something to do with construction.
Okay.
So there was this big of the first person to get 9-9 construction. His name was Cursed You. Very apt.
Very ominous.
Yeah, very ominous name. Hosted a giant party in his player-owned house.
Okay.
And in your player-owned house, you could have like a boxing arena just like to do safe PvP in there. You could like just randomly fight people. You wouldn't lose anything on death.
That's
or
cool.
He had so many people in his house that the lag got so unbearable that he just forced everybody out. He kicked them all out. But when he kicked them out, they retained the ability to attack other players.
Holy shit.
And they all invaded. They were all kicked out into Falador.
Oh no.
And they attacked people, and the people they attacked could not attack back.
Wow, it was a bug.
Ducks. It was a huge bug. People were massacred on the streets of Falador, and a Jagex mod didn't get involved until an hour later.
Oh no.
It was bad.
What happened? Did they give people items back? What did they do?
A lot of people got permanent bans from the game for killing a ton of players.
Wow.
Some people got temporary bans. The guy Cursed You did not get banned because that was a total accident. He just kicked people from his house. Apparently it was a glitch with the code of the construction.
Holy shit.
They made the decision not to roll back. The people who lost items...
They didn't roll back?
They did not roll it back. They issued an apology, and the people who lost items lost them forever.
Wow.
That
I can't believe they didn't roll it back.
They didn't roll it
it's
back.
It's only an hour.
They didn't roll it back. They didn't roll it back.
That's said, crazy.
Yeah. You know, some fun facts about the Falador Massacre. It's actually kind of fucking creepy.
Mm.
It occurred... from June 5 to 6, like late at night, so some time zones it was 6 p.m., June 6th, in 2006 at 6 p.m. So it became known as the 666 glitch.
That's fucked up.
By a guy named Cursed You.
Wow.
There's a creepypasta in there.
There's
got to
be a creepypasta in there somewhere.
Yeah. yeah. And this guy actually got permanently banned later on for unrelated reasons. Which is kind of funny.
Interesting.
but that's the most infamous event that I know of when I was still playing the Baldur Mask.
Do you know what I want to get into next?
Yes.
I want to talk about, because you just kind of triggered my brain about bands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What I want to talk about next is you were a player moderator, which is incredibly interesting.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, yeah, you were.
I was.
So this was this cool thing. Keep in mind, Nick and I were young when we played this game. Like in our prime, we were probably 12, 13, 14.
Yep.
And there was this thing in the game. If you were an in-game moderator, you had a crown next to your name whenever you spoke.
Yep.
And you had different powers. Nick, what kind of like responsibility did you have? Like what could you do? Can you recall this?
Yeah, I can recall a little bit. First of all, I don't know why the fuck I was chosen to be a player mod.
I don't either.
I wasn't that high level.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, a lot of mods are pretty high level players. I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't really know.
You think it was by accident?
I might have been. Anyway, the powers included you could mute people. Where if they're spamming the chat or using bad language, you can mute them on the spot.
That's right.
Which, you know what? I would say that one was kind of cool because if someone was really being fucking annoying, I could just mute them.
That's cool.
And it wouldn't be against the rules.
Wow.
It muted them totally. However, I believe at one point it was a right click.
Oh, so my God.
I accidentally muted a few people. Sorry,
guys. That's really, really funny.
And then like you submit a report saying, sorry, I accidentally muted someone. Please revert it.
That's
and
really
revert
good.
It for you.
Wow. Because
I think you're muted for like 24 or 48 hours.
You're right.
Yeah. That I had the ability, I think if player mods report someone, it has a higher priority.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't the best player mod. I didn't really give a shit.
You were fucking 12.
I was like 12 or 13 years old. Maybe I did retain the player modship until I was playing in high school.
Okay.
I think I told you I ended 2007, maybe 2008.
Yeah.
So like sophomore to junior year of high school is
you
when
stopped.
I stopped.
Yeah.
So that's really the mods had their own
forum.
Yes. They had their own exclusive forum. But you know what? That might have been my first experience with like a really close-knit group of people aside from
that's pretty cool.
Aside from our, you know, our friends who played the game with us.
Yeah.
Like they were all like you had like-minded people, they were all mods, you talk about like mod shit, but they also had events.
That's cool.
Stuff like that, which is really it was a fun group of people to hang around with, and that was some of my best friends on the game were actually player mods.
Let me ask you this too. Yeah. Now I'm interviewing you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you retire your mod ship? Like how did you stop? Uh-oh.
No, I got demodded. I lost it.
What happened? Did you fuck up?
Not really. No. Okay, so this is I almost remember exactly what happened.
Okay.
I don't remember the exact thing I said, but I got banned. I lost my player mod ship for something I said.
Okay.
I was somewhere. I don't remember what village I was in. I was with a friend and we were just chatting back and forth. And by the way, something that should be said, a player mod crown always shows up no matter what chat settings you're on. So like you could choose as a player to disable the chat. Like, so you only see like your character doing actions and like in a high traffic area, if a lot of people talking, you could just exit out. But a player mod, whatever they say, will always show up.
Okay.
My friend, we were just bantering back and forth. And I think I told him I was going to shoot him or like something. I was like, drop a bomb, something with bombs or guns or something.
Oh, no.
And a few days later, I get a notice saying your player modship has been revoked due to this. And someone reported me for it.
Holy shit.
And I tried to appeal and get it back and they said no.
What?
They said this is too harsh of an offense. We cannot do this.
Wow.
Yeah, so I lost it that way.
That's crazy, man.
A lot of my friends, it's kind of funny. A lot of my friends that were mods actually got demodded for similar reasons.
Okay.
One of my friends got demodded because they accidentally threw an external link in regular chat.
Oh shit. That's really funny.
Which is really funny. Yeah, so I think me and the player mods that I grew to be really friendly with, I think we all ended up getting demodded at a certain point due to like breaking rules.
Sure. So the next thing I want to talk about, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk about how RuneScape was a freemium game.
Yeah.
But I do want to talk about how being a member was incredibly worth it. It's probably one of the few times I've seen in games where it was a really cool thing to be a member of the game.
Totally.
It wasn't just aesthetic in this game.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking a little bit in skills, how they were player only skills and they were very helpful.
Yeah.
What I think is really cool about RuneScape is when back in the day, being a member was $5 a month. It was so cheap.
Yeah.
And what I think is really cool is the amount of land area and quests and the amount of things to discover if you were a member. It was really cool. Like when you go into the members area, it is what, 2 or 3 times as big as the freemium area?
It's literally a gate. If you don't have membership, you can't open this.
It's literally called the members gate.
It's called the members gate.
Yeah, yeah. It was so cool, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, I wasn't a free player for very long. I think I was not a level 3 member. Like, I remember a couple of days in, I was a member of this game.
Probably,
but I thought what was really cool is, like, when you open up that gate, it really just opened up, like, my discovery part of my brain. I said, wow, there is so much to see.
Yeah.
What I want to talk about when it comes to memberships, we should loop this all together, is, do you want to talk about quests a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
So the question, this is what I think is like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So everything in RuneScape is so grindy and hard to do, and quests are interesting. Most of them are annoying.
Yep.
Most of them are very unsatisfying to complete, but a lot of them led to shortcuts, fast travels, and the ability to go to different places. What are your thoughts on quests?
We talked about one specific quest a little while ago, the Underground Pass, but it's an incredibly important quest because I believe it unlocks from the first village past the Members Gate, then the Underground Pass, and then the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That was an important quest. One other quest comes to mind that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was called, but you had to slay these monsters called Dagonoths.
Oh, I remember that.
You had to like use the right, it changed color and you had to use the right spells on it or the right weapons to kill it. I remember that quest. That was pretty fun. And there was another one. I don't remember what it was called either, but it was in like the snowy north part of the game.
Yeah.
That was one of, I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I did that quest the first day it came out before the guides.
That was cool too. We should talk about that.
Yeah.
Where RuneScape was constantly and consistently updated during the game.
Yes.
There were always like new quests and there were new skills that came up, you know, every couple of years.
Yep.
That was really cool. I remember a big part about RuneScape was checking the news every week.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
Mm-hmm.
Like that never happens anymore.
No.
That's really like something of that time.
Yeah.
What I think is neat, though, staying on the quest subject, remember, like, the most important free quest was Dragon Slayer?
I was going to mention Dragon Slayer,
yeah,
actually.
You remember that?
Elvarg the Dragon, I remember that.
Was that the only dragon in freemium?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I thought was really neat about that, it's almost, the freemium almost has an endgame.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's almost like now you should become a member.
If you beat Elvarg as a free-to-play, you've probably exhausted all you could do as a free member.
Yeah.
You can still get the free-to-play skills to 99 if you want.
If you
want.
It's
going to be really hard.
Yeah.
Because I believe you can only use rune weapons as a free player.
Everything else
is members only.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I think that's something to be said about how, if you can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Being a free player is not bad.
No, it really isn't.
You get a lot of content. You can still go into almost wherever you want in the wilderness. It's really cool.
And did you know fletching became a free skill?
No, I didn't
know
that.
They updated that. I think it was 7 or 8 years ago.
Wow, that's a good change.
Yeah, it's
that's a
change.
Really good change for them. Yeah,
what I think is also cool about quests, we wouldn't have known it as kids. A lot of the dialogue is very cheeky and adult humory, not like sexual or porny, but it's very British humory.
Yeah.
And as kids, it would go right over your head.
Yeah.
But like they actually have like a Romeo and Juliet quest where Romeo and Juliet are in the game.
Yep.
Like, and it's as a kid, you don't really know what's happening, but they have a lot of like really cheeky and cute dialogue options. Do you remember this? Uh-oh. We're going to go down one more nostalgia trip.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was a new quest they made where there was a lot of complaints from American players because in the United Kingdom, the ground floor and the first floor are not the same.
I remember that.
So, like, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, in the United Kingdom, the ground floor is the first floor of the house and the first floor to them is the second to us.
Yes.
So players didn't understand the directions and they were complaining that it was broken.
I do remember something like that.
Right.
That's really funny.
Which I thought was really cool. Is there anywhere you want to go next or do you want to get to final thoughts here?
I actually want to talk about one of the biggest changes they made in the game to combat the rampant cheating.
Yeah. Why don't we do that to kind of segue our way into final thoughts? Let's maybe talk a little bit about the downfall of the game. Maybe what is that? 07, 08?
Yeah. So I remember I was still playing at the time.
Yeah,
you
sure.
may have stopped.
I was right there.
I believe it was 2007. They made two huge changes to the game. I guess I should back up a little bit. RuneScape suffered from a massive botting problem.
In that time, not the beginning.
From like 2005 to 2006, 2007, massive amount of bots.
Yeah.
Whether it's free play or member, you go to the fishing guild, it's littered with random level 3 characters with bullshit gibberish names.
Yeah.
It was honestly
gold
really
miners.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the scamming and all of that was really, really bad.
Yeah.
So Jagex made a very difficult decision to get rid of both free trading and to get rid of the wilderness.
Wow.
I shouldn't say get rid of the wilderness. They made the wilderness was no longer a player killing zone.
Yeah. I think what really sucked about that, I talked about this in the beginning, mm-hmm. the economy of the game was arguably the coolest part.
Yeah.
Where it was player driven, it was supply and demand driven, players mm-hmm. made their own prices.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
And they did what they had to do to stop the botting, but mm-hmm. it also ruined the game. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, because you know what? The Grand Exchange is what they made to for free trading. So basically, I should explain what their free trading rule meant. Items had certain amount of worth.
Yes.
As per, I think that was still sort of player set, kind of.
Yeah.
They went by what the Grand Exchange was, and you could only trade it for an item of similar worth.
Yeah.
Give or take a couple hundred thousand or whatever, you know, the denomination would be.
But in the early days, you could trade anything for anything.
Like our Abyssal Whip strategy.
I would just hand it to somebody.
Exactly. You could not do that after this update.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad, because I think what we didn't get to was in the economy aspect was when you did a skill like fishing or wood cutting mm-hmm. to make money, often the way you would go and sell it is to go on the forums.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And you'd find someone, like someone might make a post buying magic logs mm-hmm. and you'd post, hey, I'll sell them to you for 700 each. Maybe you'd get into a bidding war with someone else, like, oh, I'll do for 650. I'll do for six. I spent a lot of time on the forums doing that because I used fishing a lot. So I would spend a lot of time there selling sharks, selling lobsters.
Yeah, I remember that. Stuff. I remember linking up with people on the forums and, hey, meet me in this server at this place. Pretty cool.
Exactly. Yeah. And that, you know, the Grand Exchange, while it made it extremely convenient, you can just drop something in there and it'll sell eventually.
Mm-hmm.
It sort of eliminated that one really cool aspect of the marketplace forums, like that social aspect.
I agree. It's like the Grand Exchange. It also kind of ruined the game, but it was also kind of necessary. It sucks.
They talked about this a lot in the documentary.
Oh, the documentary is so good. I felt so bad for them.
Yeah. So if you're more interested in what they did with the Grand Exchange, I'd watch that. But now I want to get into them removing player killing from the wilderness.
Yeah.
So this happened basically at the end of when I stopped playing.
Okay.
I didn't play for too much longer. Not because of it. I was never a big player killing guy.
Yeah.
But, so they removed player versus player in the wilderness.
Okay.
The wilderness became a safe zone. What happened was certain worlds and certain areas became player killing worlds.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They changed to player killing servers.
Yes. But a reason they took it away was that was also a way for scammers to get around the free trading. Because if you killed someone, you get their stuff.
Oh my fucking God.
So what they did was when you kill a player, like in PvP, they would drop like a statue.
A gravestone?
Or no.
Okay, a statue.
They would drop a literal statue that would go in your inventory around the worth of what they were carrying. And you would trade that into an NPC to get money.
Oh.
That's how they did it. And there was other aspects that went into it that I'm not going to get into the nitty gritty, but that was essentially how it worked.
So that's like, that's sad, dude. It's just like this game was so cool. And the way it was just so player driven made it so interesting.
Yeah.
But they did what they had to do.
They did. And it sucks. So I want to actually talk about one more change that they made.
Sure.
When probably my favorite, I don't want to go into final thoughts on a low note here.
Yeah, sure.
I want to talk about probably my favorite update to the game.
Okay.
Before I stopped playing, this was probably my favorite thing they ever made.
Okay.
In 2007, I believe they created what was called the God Wars dungeon.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know if you were around for this.
Nope, I wasn't.
Where basically the skinny is, it's way up in the north. And you go and you fight minions and then a big boss of the four gods of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty cool. If you wore armor or items of a certain god, their minions wouldn't attack you.
Interesting.
Until you go out and fought the boss.
Because mm-hmm.
you had to kill a certain amount of their minions to go and fight them.
Okay.
There were ones that were really cool. Like I remember the Armadil, if I'm pronouncing that right, mm-hmm. boss. You could only use archery or magic
got
on it. And you could not melee because he was flying.
Cool.
You could not melee it. and they did shitloads of damage, you had to take them down as a team.
Oh, cool.
It was really cool.
Almost like RuneScape raiding.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
It was kind of their, probably their answer to raiding. It was really cool, man. And all these bosses, they had these really great drops. These drops actually are what made me get really into the melee combat.
Okay.
They dropped God Swords.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was every boss had the chance to drop God Sword shards.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got three of them, you could put them together.
Got it.
And make a God Sword blade or hilt or mm-hmm. something. And then the bosses also had another chance to drop the God Sword blade of that god. And they all had different effects.
Okay.
So what you could do was, I think because by the end of the game, by the end of my time playing, I had a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up getting all four of them. And what's really cool is you can dismantle and put a different blade in.
Oh, cool.
So like you could have the Armadale one, which I remember the special attack did a shitload of increased damage. So if you're like doing a player killing event or something, that might be the one to use.
Got it.
Or if you were doing like, if you were just training your stats, the Ceridoman one healed your health.
Oh, got it.
So depending on what you were doing, you could switch them out.
Mm-hmm.
They were really
cool.
It made
it a little more intricate.
I really liked the God Wars dungeon. That was something me and my friends did a lot.
There wasn't a lot of that. I remember there was only, the only other thing I can remember before we get into final thoughts here. Yep. Remember the Caliphite dungeon? The Caliphite queen in the desert?
Oh, yes. That was
kind of a raid thing.
Yes.
It dropped the dragon chain body or the plate body.
I remember that. They introduced that into the game and that was the new big drop.
Was the dragon chain
body.
Yes,
and you had to go and they introduced the Caliphite queen.
And she was super high level and you needed your buddies.
That was cool. I really liked that.
Yeah, I agree. Let's transition into final thoughts here because we could talk about RuneScape for so long.
We probably already have.
yeah, so I do stand by that. I do think it's one of the best games ever made.
Mm-hmm.
Purely because we've talked about it a lot. The economy's player driven. I should say in the era that we played it, how all the skills interlock with each other.
Yeah.
Your mining influences, your smithing and your crafting. Mm-hmm. And you can, God, the way your herb lore makes you potions and you can use potions in combat. You could go on and on.
Yeah.
Your wood cutting and fletching and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really cool. I loved how RuneScape, the drip was unbelievable with the, not only with the monster drops, but as you level up, you can, you know, wear different armor, all that stuff.
Yeah.
The point I really wanted to make is that RuneScape, I think, really influenced our taste in games.
Yeah.
Because our next big game after that was Oblivion.
Oh,
for me.
You're so right.
Yeah. And I hope at some point in the podcast we can talk about the Elder Scrolls.
Oh,
it's
just
a lot.
Yeah.
That was kind of my next big game was like, is there another open worldy, levely, questy game like RuneScape? It for me was Oblivion.
Yeah.
Obviously Morrowind had come out before them, but I was 8. So like, what do you want from me?
Yeah. Right.
So like, I'm 10, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's really what I want to say is that I think from an economy standpoint, from a numerical standpoint, RuneScape was just not only a great social experience, it it was better than the sum of its parts. And it really had a huge impact on my life in middle school and like early high school.
Yeah.
So why don't you maybe talk about your final thoughts before we close?
Sure. So I'm not going to go through all of these, but this game had a shitload of mini games.
Sure.
Right. Whether it's the fight pits where you get the fire cape or the duel arena. But I want to talk about one in particular that you and I both really enjoyed.
Okay.
And we played this with friends a lot, which was Castle Wars.
That was
which was the combative capture the flag game.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. You could. It was a safe spot. You could bring in all your best gear without the fear of dying and losing anything. You fight with team against team. You have to create tactics. I don't know if there were ballistas, but there are catapults you could use. And I remember sometimes if you get a group of players, together to play, maybe against another group, the ice magic really came in handy to stop the flag bearer in their tracks.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked Castle Wars.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. They put some, it was one of the updates where it was totally new.
It was really cool.
God, I don't want to keep going, but do you remember the glitch I would abuse with Gnome Ball?
wait, what's Gnome Ball?
Do you remember I would bug out the game and I would take the Gnome Ball out of the arena and we would play football in the wilderness?
Oh my God, I don't remember this.
Do you remember this?
No.
I would take, we really got to close this, but I would take the Gnome Ball out of the Gnome Ball arena. I would bug it out and then I would have a Gnome Ball with me in the normal game and we would run through the wilderness and I would just throw you passes.
No, I remember this now. I remember we got killed.
And we lost the Gnome Ball.
No,
it was definitely a bug.
And we just died. That was really funny.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll get into my final thoughts.
Yeah, sure, please.
So We played RuneScape for a long time.
Years.
And one thing that I said in our private chat that's actually kind of sad.
Yeah.
We no longer have access to those accounts.
I know.
We spent, I mean,
thousands of hours.
Thousands of hours from 2004 to 2008, maybe on and off a little bit in between there. We went to other MMOs like Adventure Quest. Like
and Rubies of Eventide. Rubies of Eventide. Oh my god. Yeah.
We always took breaks from RuneScape. Never went to WoW.
No, we never played WoW.
But we always went back to RuneScape. And I think that's a lot. That says a lot for the longevity and just how much it grips you.
No, I agree. RuneScape does not look good. It is boring. The combat is not fun.
Yep.
It just had this level of, like, I don't want to say intellect.
Yeah.
It just had all of these interlocking parts and social aspects that I thought were really great. So why don't you close this out?
Yeah. So the last thing I want to say is you and I were both part of a clan.
What? Go ahead. What was this?
During our time with RuneScape, we were both part of a clan run by a really good friend of mine.
Okay.
Whose username, I can't remember at the moment, but we were in Clan Nova.
I remember that.
For a long time.
Okay.
And that was a really great experience. It was very social. We went to events. That's how we did Castle Wars.
Yeah.
That was a really, really, really fun time.
And it kind of emphasizes the social aspect.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's part of what kept us coming back, right?
Yeah.
It's almost like a guild, I guess.
They weren't called that, but it was
almost like that.
And I really think, like, for me, MMOs are a thing of that time. Yeah. I don't play them.
I haven't played an MMO since.
In 10 years.
Yeah. I stopped from 2008 or what, 2007, 2008.
Never went back.
I haven't played one since.
It really was like a kind of game for that time. No insult to people who like Final Fantasy 14 and stuff now.
Yeah.
It was kind of our thing back then.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening. I am so pumped we got to talk about fucking RuneScape.
Me too.
Yeah. This game was awesome. One of the best games of all time, in our opinion.
Yep.
So thank you guys, and we will see you next time on Goddamn GameCube.